episode is called Shit Hit the Fan. Now what? Shit hit the fan. Now what? You know, we're all going to have some things happen to us in our life that happen suddenly. You know, for you, it might be a couple people in your business quit, a couple of your best people quit. I've had that happen to me. I would consider that shit hitting the fan. Your best client cancels. You put a policy on them, or you had a contract in place and they backed out just before the money exchanged hands. Or you had a hard breakup or a hard loss or a family quarrel. Whatever it is to you, I've been there. And I know the feeling. I know the feeling of when your heart drops and the feeling of emptiness. You're scared and there's fear and the emotions rocket high and the logic at times can't be found, because when the emotions skyrocket, logic tends to go out the window and it can be affected hard. What's up, guys? My name is Steve Holbrook and this is Momentum Monday. Welcome if this is your first time. Welcome back if you are a frequent visitor. As a reminder, we're on all the major podcast platforms. We're also on YouTube. If you want to watch this video, you can see my lovely face. If not, you don't like the look of my face, then don't worry. We got podcasts. That's what the podcast is for. But I appreciate you being here. I'm excited about today's topic. I kind of want to just get into it because I think it's one of those things that most people can relate to. Today's episode is called Shit Hit the Fan. Now what? Shit hit the fan. Now what? You know, we're all going to have some things happen to us in our life that happen suddenly. You know, for you, it might be a couple people in your business quit, a couple of your best people quit. I've had that happen to me. I would consider that shit hitting the fan. Your best client cancels. You put a policy on them, or you had a contract in place and they backed out just before the money exchanged hands. Or you had a hard breakup or a hard loss or a family quarrel. Whatever it is to you, I've been there. And I know the feeling. I know the feeling of when your heart drops and the feeling of emptiness. You're scared and there's fear and the emotions rocket high and the logic at times can't be found, because when the emotions skyrocket, logic tends to go out the window and it can be affected hard. And it can be a hard time, especially if you haven't trained your mindset on how to deal with situations. So you can't avoid things happening to you in your life. You can't. But what you can control is how you deal with it. I was listening to Robert O'Neill speak. He was the man that killed Osama bin Laden, and I've seen him speak a couple times. He's a great man. And one of the things that he talked about was Navy SEAL underwater training. Now, we know Navy SEALs as these men and women that are in super good shape. They have to go through something called Hell Week, which is an excruciating week of physical exertion. But I'll tell you what, you talk to these Navy SEALs, they'll tell you that it's every part mental, if not more mental than it is physical. And Robert was telling us a story of underwater knot tying. And what they had to do was they had to jump in the pool. And their Navy SEAL instructor, just before they jumped in the pool, these men and women, to go to the bottom of the pool, the instructor would yell the kind of knot that they would have to tie. And they weren't allowed to come up until they had the knot tied. And they would tie the knot, they would come up, grab one breath of air, go down, and they had to do that five times and tie five knots in a row. Well, this one gentleman who was trying out for the Navy SEALs, he was having a hard time tying knots. He'd failed his exam, I believe it was four times. And on the fifth time, if he failed this knot tying exercise for the fifth time, he was going to be kicked out of the training. So just before he jumped in, the instructor yelled the knot. He went down. He did it. He came up. He came down. He came up. He came down. It was time for him to tie his fifth knot. He went down to the bottom. It was a super tight knot. And he tied it and he looked up, gave the thumbs up. The SEAL instructor looks down with the mask, said, "No, you did it wrong." So he had to stay down there. He had to keep tying the knot, keep tying the knot. He wanted to win. He wanted to tie this knot so bad that it ended up passing out in the water. And they jumped in and they pulled him out and they cleaned his airways out and they got him breathing again. I mean, he had basically died for 20 or 30 seconds. And he woke up and he came to, and the first thing he said to the instructor is he said, "Hey, did I tie the knot? Did I pass?" And the instructor said, "No, you didn't tie the knot. but you passed. And he said, what do you mean? The instructor said, it was never really about tying the knot. The question was, were you willing to die for the cause? And when I heard that story, I thought, man, that's mentally preparing people for battle so that when they're at war and crap hits the fan, they can make the best possible decision in that moment. And when I'm writing this podcast, I'm emotional right now because I thought, man, that's intense. But in our life, are we preparing ourselves so that when things happen, we can deal with it with the least amount of emotion possible? So let's get into it. This podcast is titled Shit Hits the Fan, Now What? So I basically break it into two phases for me. I have what I call the initial response phase, and then I have the debrief phase. It's just how I process things. If you can relate to this, if this helps, then I want you to run with it. So when crap hits the fan, there's the initial response phase. The first point is you have to recognize that this is going to be a learning opportunity. So why is it important for me to start with it? Because if I'm already thinking that there's going to be an evaluation process of me by myself, I'm going to be evaluating myself at the end of this process, it already has me thinking that the problem, there will be an end to the problem. We will come up with a solution because there will be an evaluation process. And if we're truly interested in becoming a better person, because everybody always says, I'm trying to become a better version of myself. I want to become a better person. So now's your chance, because there's going to be a reflection period on this moment, how you deal with this situation. And how you deal with it and the evaluation that you give yourself is going to tell you how far you've come. Are you growing? Are you getting better? Are you handling things better? Are you still handling things the same way you handled things 5 years ago? Because if you haven't grown, and when you evaluate yourself, if you're still acting childish or you have the same habits or behaviors that aren't serving you when you're dealing with problems, that's going to tell the story, right? Things aren't going to stop happening to you, right? But if you don't learn from these things, if you don't understand there's an evaluation process, that you're just going to be reacting all the time to things with no consequences, and you're never going to learn, you're never going to grow. So the first step in the initial response phase is recognizing that there will be a learning opportunity, there will be an evaluation process. It gets you thinking through the problem. The second thing, my second point, is you have to double down on your habits. You have to double down on your habits. When things go wrong, the first thing to go is your habits. Why? Because when your emotion gets high, your intelligence and your habits go low. And you need to recognize that. You start eating differently. Your workout patterns change. Your thought process changes. You stop running your greatness tracker. You stop reading your goals. You stop calling your mentor. You stop treating people the way they need to be treated. So when things go wrong, you got to double down on your habits. You might have to write your habits out. You might have to start writing out the things that you have to do every day that's habit driven, because there's all this emotion that's surrounding you around this situation that you really got to get focused on your habits. You have to double down on them right now, or you're going to lose momentum and you're going to start over. It's why people just like they crawl from situation to situation, from problem to problem, from problem to problem. They get some steam, their problem knocks them down. You know those people? Huh. More problems. Huh. Happened again. Huh. I don't know why I even do anything, right? I just keep getting knocked down. That's a poor me victim mentality. That's somebody that's not learning from their situation, not learning from stuff going wrong. This is also somebody that's not doubling down on their habits when shit hits the fan. You might even need to reevaluate your habits when things go wrong. But when things go wrong, I want you to be extra aware of your daily habits. It's extremely important because you're not thinking clearly. My third point of the initial response phase is keep things in perspective. Keep this in perspective. Separate yourself from the problem. How serious is this? How serious is this? Is there collateral damage? What's happening? Who's it actually affecting? It's so important for you to compartmentalize the emotion. Take the emotion that you have for this situation and put it over here in a bucket. And yes, designate time to think about it and mourn through it. And I mean, you have to acknowledge that emotion, right? Acknowledge it and work through it. But set time aside, put it over here, and then just deal with the situation. I like to address the hottest point of the situation. You know, if you put an iron rod in the fire for long enough, it gets white hot. The white hot, that's the hottest tip. I want to go where the hottest point. I want to deal with the situation at the hottest point. But it's hard to go to the heat if you're still emotional. Separate the emotion, right? Stop creating scenarios and start dealing with facts. There's going to be time to deal with the emotion. I deal in facts when stuff goes wrong. I want to go to the white hot part of the problem, but that's dangerous territory for you if you're extremely emotional. Because if you go to the white hot point, if you address the problem right at the source and you're still emotional, you're going to say some things that you regret. And that's why you find yourself where you find yourself after certain situations, good or bad. You got to stay as calm as you possibly can to avoid more collateral damage. And you really got to keep things in perspective. You really got to keep things in perspective. Look, I'm not saying that it's okay for people to treat you a certain way, or I'm not saying that the problems that you're dealing with aren't serious, but I am saying that you have a responsibility to yourself to stay as calm as you possibly can and just ask yourself a couple questions to the process. Because when you're not asking yourself questions, you're just reacting. But when you're asking yourself questions, there's a reflective period throughout the problem that you're kind of dealing with it, but you're also asking yourself questions that's causing reflections. It's causing yourself to think. And when you're thinking, you're bringing the logic back in. Instead of you not thinking, emotional wreck, right? Operating based on how you feel in that moment, with no perspective. Keep it in perspective. And my fourth and last point to the initial response phase for me is get around the visionary. When something happens, get around the visionary in your life for that matter. If there's a crisis in your faith, the visionary will be your pastor, will be people that are further along their faith journey than you are, people that pray for you or pray with you. Right? When something is wrong in your spiritual journey or something's going wrong in your faith, you have to get around people that have more vision than you in that area. When something's happening in your business, something immediately happens in your business, your best person quits. Who's the visionary for you? Who's the person that you've been following? Who's selling you the dream? Go follow them on Instagram. Go binge watch all of their videos. Go to their podcasts. Momentum Monday. Go watch all of their podcasts all at the same time, right? Or call your mentor. Get around some excited people. In your fitness, if you feel like you've gotten off track and you feel uninspired and you're lacking self-confidence, who's the visionary in your fitness? Who's the person that sold you the dream to get fit? Maybe it was a podcast. Maybe it was your best friend. Maybe it was a trainer at the gym. Get back around that person or those people. When things go wrong, you need the visionary. Because where there is no vision, people shall perish, right from the Bible. So if you don't have that vision and you're in your own head, you might give up altogether. It's a scary place to be. Now I call this the debrief phase. Now this is the second phase, debrief phase. My fifth point is the first point of the debrief phase. Once we've gotten through the problem, once we've addressed the white hot situation, now things are starting to cool down a bit. They're not as intense as they were. Like, how do you decide if things are getting better? When tensions are less than they were, when the emotions are lower than they initially were, when we've kind of come over the hill of the situation and now we're in number five, which I call the evaluate if we can anticipate this challenge again. My fifth point is let's evaluate if we can anticipate this challenge again. Is it possible to anticipate the event itself? There's some situations you look back on and go, man, I can anticipate this thing happening again. But there's certain things you can't anticipate happening again. You may not be able to avoid everything from happening, but you sure as heck can be prepared. You sure as heck can be better prepared. You can be better emotionally prepared. Let's say you go through a bad breakup and you crumble and it takes you to your knees and you enter into a bad depression. You might not be able to avoid a bad breakup again, but if you better mentally prepare yourself, you better emotionally prepare yourself for somebody quitting or a client canceling or a breakup happening, and you're better prepared, then you can deal with it. Maybe you need to be better physically prepared for the next challenge. Maybe you got a health scare. Right? But maybe you should have been addressing your physical fitness 4 years ago, 5 years ago. But now it's time. You can physically prepare yourself, or maybe financially. I love this one. How could you be better financially prepared for the next crisis? Man, I lost my job. I got divorced. We got into some debt. Well, what if you were better financially prepared? Because here's the reality. Shame on me for not being better prepared for the next storm. Because the next storm is coming. The next storm is coming. You might be in the middle of a storm right now. That storm's going to pass. But then the next storm's behind it. And maybe it's a year behind it, or 5 years behind it, or maybe it's 5 days behind it. But the next storm is coming. The question I always ask is, how big is your boat? How big is your boat? Are we anticipating the challenges? Are we preparing ourselves? My sixth point, which is my second point to the debrief phase. And it's my last point of this podcast. And you've heard me say it before. I wrote a whole blog on it. My last point is, give yourself permission to hit the reset button. Man, you gotta find it in you to move on. You gotta figure a way to let it go. Learn from it and release it from your mind. If you need to forgive it, then forgive it. If you need to have a conversation about it, have a conversation about it. If you can, let it go. If you can, let it go. And I say if you can, because I know what you're thinking. Steve, it's easier said than done. Yeah, you know what? That's definitely true. It's easier said than done. But find a way to get it done. You don't need it to be easy. You need it to be possible. Try and find a way to let go, or at least detach yourself from the emotion. Stuff's going to happen. People are going to make mistakes. But if you don't let it go, your health is on the line. It's your health that's on the line. Not somebody else's. Your health, by you holding on to it, by you dealing with it every day, by you trapping it in your mind, and it causing you to feel sad and this vicious cycle. It's affecting you, your family, your vision, your life, your health. Try and let it go. Give yourself permission to hit the reset button. Let's see if we can't move past this. So those are some ideas around strategy and mindset that I use when shit hits the fan in my life. And trust me, I've had more situations in my life that have gotten to a epic level than I can even remember. But I'm way better today than I ever have before. I'm way better today than I ever have been before at dealing with those situations. And my wish and my hope for you is that you continue to condition yourself to be stronger and better prepared when the next storm comes. So I appreciate you guys. I hope you guys got value out of today's podcast. Please go to iTunes or go to the podcast platform, rate it, review it, share it on social media, tag me. Let's keep getting the message out. I know this podcast is changing people's lives because I get hundreds of messages per week. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful it's gotten to that point and it's taken off and it almost has a mind of its own. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Have an amazing day.